This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kourtney Kardashian debuted her baby bump and it was all over social media. The engagement was huge because she held up a big sign at Blink 182's LA concert, proclaiming her pregnancy and surprising her husband, Travis Barker, who was on stage drumming. The couple then posted more pics of Barker playing pretend drums on Kourtney's belly. Always drumming up that attention. Adele is raking in millions during her Las Vegas residency, but she's not just growing her wealth in Sin City. She's also developed a nasty fungal skin infection, otherwise known as jock itch. She wears Spanx during her shows to make sure all of her costumes fit, and combine that with the hot lights, and it's a recipe for Adele's soup. Ew! A stage crew flubbed the finale of a Renaissance tour stop in Amsterdam, and Queen Bey's angry reaction was caught on camera. In the viral video, Beyoncé, 41, stayed seated atop a silver horse for her entire summer Renaissance performance after her production team missed their cue to help her down. You know, there was a staff meeting that night. Lauren Sanchez showed off her massive 20-carat engagement ring while on a lavish trip in the south of France with fiancé Jeff Bezos. The former news anchor and billionaire businessman were photographed touring Beaulieu, a seaside commune in the French Riviera. The scenic town is the couple's latest stop on their endless European getaway. Avril Lavigne and Tyga have called it quits after just 4 months of dating. The couple made the mutual decision to go their separate ways, and we hear there are no hard feelings between them as the relationship simply ran its course. During those 4 months, Tyga gifted Avril a custom $80,000 necklace. Does she get to keep the necklace?
Dead or alive?
British comedian Russell Brand's career was on fire in the 2000s, starring in two big films, Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Get Him to the Greek. Dead or alive? Alive. His big mouth alienated many, recently saying that whistleblowers Julian Assange and Edward Snowden practice real journalism, unlike MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. No. Lady Gaga has resurfaced on Instagram. She said, quote, "I wrote and produced music for a special project. It took months and months developing and filming my character for Joker. I have been running my startup House Labs, doing philanthropic work, and have been working on the Chromatica Ball film edit." Unquote. When does that girl sleep? Conor McGregor blew off one of America's flagship morning shows just hours before rape allegations against him were made public. The MMA superstar had been booked for at least a week to appear on ABC's GMA3. A woman has accused him of raping her at Game 4 of the NBA Finals on June 9th. Where was security? Florida. Tom Cruise made an impassioned speech about cinema going from Rome at the world premiere of Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning. Cruise said, quote, "There's a community that we are all part of. We all join together to enjoy cinema. It's my passion to entertain you, and I will always fight for big theaters." Unquote. Yep, spoken like a true movie star.
Idiot of the Week.
The home Pete Davidson smashed into with a Mercedes-Benz is no longer there. It's now a big mound of dirt. The two-story Beverly Hills house, which used to sit on Rodeo Drive, was recently razed. Just the outline of its foundation remains on the lot. Pete has been charged with reckless driving and causing a house to vanish. Idiot! Amanda Bynes has been placed on a psychiatric hold for the second time this year. The Nickelodeon star was detained by police and taken into custody for a mental health evaluation, which she failed. Bynes, 37, was actually the one to call the cops for help. The former child star was deemed a danger to herself. Well, at least she had clothes on this time. Bebe Rexha had a painful experience at her New York City concert, collapsing on stage after getting hit by a cell phone. The singer was performing at the rooftop at Pier 17 in Manhattan as part of her Best Effin' Night of My Life tour when somebody tossed the phone, hitting her directly in the face. Yeah. The tour should be renamed Worst Effin' Night of My Life. Comedian Trevor Noah has inked a deal with Spotify to host a weekly current events podcast. The show will premiere later this year, and it's expected to feature candid conversations between Noah and a slew of influential figures. Though the podcast is being created with Spotify, it will be available on numerous streaming platforms. But will anyone care? Nick Cannon's ex, model Jessica White, said she was in an emotionally abusive relationship with the TV star. White said, quote, "I went through an emotionally abusive relationship and everyone goes through it with him," unquote. The former Victoria's Secret runway model dated the Masked Singer host from 2015 to 2020 until she unmasked Cannon.
The Trash Bin.
Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott have broken up after 17 years of marriage. The couple issued a statement which read, quote, "It's with great sadness and a heavy heart that after 18 years together and 5 amazing children, Tori and I have decided to go our separate ways," unquote. Yep, there was nothing left for them once all the reality shows came to an end. Ugh.
The news wrap-up.
MSNBC has beaten Fox News in primetime for the second week in a row. The FTC has sued Amazon over its deceptive Prime sign-up and cancellation process. Cable and satellite TV providers may soon have to show you their hidden fees up front. Twitter suspended the accounts of Plain Sight and its founder Aaron Greenspan, a prominent critic of Tesla and Twitter owner Elon Musk. Big baby Elon.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Spider-Man Across the Universe is back on top.
The number one album.
It's Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time, for the 14th week.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, again.
The number one book.
The 5-Star Weekend by Ellen Hildebrand is the best-selling fiction book.
4 years after its debut, Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer is finally being released as a radio single. Cruel Summer was passed over as a single when Swift released Lover, her 7th studio album, back in 2019. But the catchy pop track about a secret romance has been a sleeper hit in the making ever since. Overshadowed by the promotional push received by the featured singles on Lover, the song missed out on additional exposure after her 2020 Loverfest World Tour was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And now, Taylor's 4-year-old song is getting its proper due, which we love. Here's Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Cruel Summer.
Hang your head low in the glow of the vending machine, I'm not dying. Just screw it up in these trying times, we're not trying. So cut the headlights, summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the moon. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
From her 2019 album Lover, that was Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Cruel Summer. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.